Unit 8, Human Body. Reading 1, Fingerprints. In use for over 100 years as a means of identifying an individual, fingerprints are the tiny ridges, spirals, and patterns on the tip of each finger, forming from pressure on a baby's tiny developing fingers in its mother's womb. They are totally unique. With billions of people on Earth and no two sets identical, human fingerprints display the kind of randomness which computers cannot come close to. Even DNA, the genetic material in our cells, can't match the uniqueness of fingerprints. Identical twins can have the same DNA, but they can't have the same fingerprints because these amazing parts of the body are both genetically and environmentally influenced. These influences are incredibly random, such as the unborn baby's position in the womb. These random factors even determine how each ridge on the print will form. Fingerprints also have practical benefits. All those grooves and loops evolved to help heighten our sense of touch, as well as to make it easier to grip things. A smooth set of fingers would be much less useful as a tool. These incredible little patterns on our fingertips have even acted as a reliable form of identification in the modern world. Regardless of a person's age or of any cuts or damage to his or her finger, the print remains the same. Biometrics, a science that employs people's physical characteristics to identify them, uses fingerprinting in providing safe security systems. After all, it's fairly easy to get a fake ID card or find out a person's security password, but it's just about impossible to fake a physical trait as unique as a fingerprint. Reading 2. Pupils. The long-held belief that the eyes are the windows to the soul may or may not be true, but recent research suggests that they shine a revealing light into the mind. Pupils, the black holes in the center of the eye, don't simply help us see. They also signal what's going on in our minds. Amazingly, measuring their diameter can reveal what people are paying attention to. The pupil is most famous for changing size in reaction to light. In a dark room, pupils will open wider to let in more light, and in sunlight, they will shrink to tiny dots. A similar process takes place in response to psychological stimuli. An individual's eyes widen when they see something they are interested in. The harder the brain is working, the more they dilate. Similarly, a feeling of disgust causes a person's pupils first to dilate, then constrict to avoid the troubling image. But what causes the pupil to dilate and constrict? It's all because of the autonomic nervous system, a web of nerves that regulates involuntary control of organs, muscles, and glands. Crucially, this system maintains the internal balance while allowing a person to respond to environmental stimuli by altering their functioning. For example, a fearful situation may cause sudden dilation of the pupils. Pupil measurement has been used to study people with amnesia. Although amnesia sufferers cannot identify images they have seen before, their pupils respond differently to such images. In addition, pupil size is useful for studying babies. By measuring a baby's interest, we can guess what shapes or sounds they can recognize. Overall, the same pupil response can mean very different things. But in general, when pupils dilate, it's positive, and when they constrict, it's negative.